As you travel this summer, remember that old adage. No, not the one about don't take any wooden euros. The one about beware of pickpockets. Bob Arno and his wife spend 7 months every year traveling the world. It sounds nice, but they have an odd mission. They use small hidden cameras to lure and secretly film pickpockets. Over the years, the Arnos have developed an understanding with some street thieves, and they've gotten an inside scoop on street crime. Mr. Arno joins us from Radio Sweden in Stockholm. Welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
Why do you do this? Do you just love watching crime in action?
Do I have a passion for it? Yes. Well, you have to understand that it all started out as a stage performer. I was a pretty good stage pickpocket, and I probably still am. And I felt that I wanted to go out and see them live in the streets. It took a long time, many years, before I were able to spot them. But as I got better and better, I could also afford smaller and smaller cameras. And eventually, I was able to use very small film camera equipment, maybe no bigger than a sugar cube.
Ah.
And the footage eventually, we used to teach law enforcement and to travel groups, large groups, where we have lectures, and we show people how not to be a victim.
Well, we have a clip here from one of your films with you explaining the actions of pickpockets in Barcelona. Let's listen.
This guy here is a pickpocket. He's going for bags with zippers. So he's going to make maybe 3-4 attempts. It's going to take him half an hour here of standing around this crowd before he finally hits the right person. So it's just like the prey, like an animal on the perimeter, looking, observing, and going for the weakest victim.
And once he finds that victim, what does he do?
He's going to analyze whether or not there's a threat factor for him, meaning can he run away? Is the victim being concerned with the fact that he is invading the space of that person? Everyone has a kind of a personal space, and some people will react really quick if you start narrowing in on someone. They kind of jump to the side, or they react, or they turn around and they look at you angry. Others are sort of completely oblivious to what's going on very close to you. For example, 90% of people are having their backpacks, of course, behind you. Well, if you're in a really crowded place and there's no little lock, there's nothing attached to the zipper, you're pretty much open if you're in a crowded environment. If you do what most Europeans do, is to carry it in front of you, then absolutely nothing is going to happen. Now,
uh-huh.
They may change, you know, the balance. It may not be comfortable, but it's a smart thing to do.
You, as we said, have had a chance to talk with some of these thieves, and they tell you the way they operate. Why do they agree to do that?
I have many techniques to get close to them. I may, to some extent, bait them. I have one wallet that I have lost over 100 times. I just shove some newspapers in it, and I really let them steal it from me. And then I steal it back, and I do that in order to see if I can break down the barrier. And that way, I may get a rapport with them. In the United States, I use a different technique. There, I use the same slang terms as they have. And when they think, or when they believe that I, too, am a pickpocket, they start analyzing me. And if they think that I am a step above them, better slightly dressed, they start to envy me, or they respect me. And then there is a chance to starting the communication, which is what we aim for.
Have you ever, Mr. Arno, there with your teeny little sugar cube camera,
been
yes. tempted to intervene and help the person who's being pickpocketed before it happens?
What a good question, because that is practically on a daily basis my biggest dilemma. There have been a couple of times where I have stolen items back and giving it back to the victims. But I have to analyze what the danger factor is then. See it before the crime happens. That is sort of our specialty. But we very rarely step in the middle of the crime.
So apart from carrying our bags in front of us, what is the smartest thing that we can do when we travel this summer?
You know, one, the really, really smart thing is to have a little pouch of some sort. They cost practically nothing. You can hang them on a belt, and they cost a couple of dollars. They're made of polyester or sometimes of leather. You hang them inside your pants. It's a really smart thing because no one is going to be able to get to that. But on the other hand, when you start making your purchase, you may occasionally look a little bit funny as you're groping
yes.
down to extract your money.
Yes.
But I would rather have the embarrassment and you know, live with the safety factor. And the other thing, of course, is to analyze how much cash you need. Is it necessary to have too much? I feel rely on those credit cards, even if you max them out a bit.
Thanks so much. Bob Arno joined us from the studios of Radio Sweden in Stockholm. You can see his pickpockets in action at npr.org. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.